So today we're going to talk about two local art groups, and it's a very warm welcome to Liz and Carl. And today we're going to talk about the Tagging Communities project. So very warm welcome, Liz.
Yeah, thank you for having us. I just wanted to recap a little bit on the Tagging Communities project that we've been doing for the past year now. So it's been a partnership project between FACT, which is an art organisation in the city centre, and working with Bradbury Field for the first time, and specifically members of Blind Veterans UK. And we've created a new heritage trail and a new digital heritage app that's free to download, and it's called Tagging Communities. And on it, you can explore 150 years of heritage brought to you by local residents, some of which are the blind veterans. And they specifically looked at the history of Anfield and Everton and created new soundscapes and little memories and short stories, which you can download and listen to, along with other areas of Liverpool, including Garston and Speak and Vauxhall and Kirkdale, made by a local primary school and our over 60s men and women's digital history group. So lots of content, lots of alternative ways of listening to history. And as I said, it's free to download, and some of Bradbury Field's own members have made the content, and I think they should be very proud of what they've achieved to do. And we can't wait to hear them. And there's also going to be a local community event on Friday the 18th of March at the Rotunda Heritage Centre, which is just in Vauxhall in North Liverpool. And that's free for anyone to come down, and it'll be a celebratory event of the Heritage app, and it's 5:30 till 7. And if you want any more information, you can visit the FACT website, or you can ring on 0151 707 4416.
Excellent. And the contact person for that, would it be yourself, Liz?
Yeah, it'd be myself, Liz, or it'd be another lady called Angie. So either of us, you can just ask for.
Excellent. So get involved. That's wonderful. I'd also like to welcome Carl today to the project. So very warm welcome, Carl.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your project? Because I'm all excited to hear more about what you're doing and how it's going to progress in 2016.
Yeah, well, my photography project is based on sight loss, and it was recently funded by the Arts Council England. So over the coming months, I'm going to be working with a variety of people, both in Blackpool, Fylde and Wyre, and also now in Liverpool. So I'm really excited to expand my project and sort of bring it over here. So the project basically is to look at ways in which we live our lives in everyday situations and living with sight loss and going on a journey to that independence with the help and support that's available. And I'm also going to be talking to carers and people with family members who have lost their sight to document their stories, in the hope that these stories will then inspire others who might have just recently lost their sight, or, you know, people who might be going through tough times, to read these stories of other people's everyday lives, going about normal situations. For example, there's a chap that I interviewed in Blackpool called Brian, who rides a push bike around Fleetwood. He gets the tram to work every day on his own. You know, he's living such an inspiring life, with very sort of minimal vision. And I think for people to hear about that story and other similar stories, it creates that kind of inspiration people might need to think, you know, I can do whatever I want. You know, I may have lost my sight, or I may be visually impaired, but that doesn't mean to say I don't have to do these things that I want to do.
Right. So, and how can local people get involved?
So to get involved, I'm looking for people to kind of get in touch with me personally through either my website, www.carlchild.com, or through telephone on 07580 811 402. Get in touch, just tell me that you're interested, or, you know, you want some more information. And it would be very much a relaxed conversation, just an initial chat about the possibility of, you know, how they might have lost their sight, or you know, what they do on a day-to-day basis, and generally kind of just have a relaxed conversation that might inspire images that could create this visual story and this narrative to go in the project, to basically just create this big body of work that will go around an exhibition in Liverpool and Blackpool. And it will also be published in a small A5 publication, available free to 1,000 homes as a sort of mini self-help guide. And that will be, that will include stories of people that I've interviewed throughout the project, but it will also give information about services like Bradbury Fields, Envision in Blackpool, the RNIB, equipment that people might not know is available that they might, you know, find useful to help their everyday lives. And yeah, it should hopefully be an impressive body of work by the end.
Excellent. And also people can contact Bradbury Fields as well.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, and contact 221-0888. And that's for myself, Jamal. And I can always obviously put those contacts to you as well, Carl.
Thank you.
Which is great. And when are you hoping to exhibit your findings? And so how do people obviously get
the project
in touch?
Will finish June, July time. That will then give me a month to curate all the images, get all the stories together, organise the exhibitions, and yeah, there'll be hopefully a travelling exhibition. So it will start in Blackpool, work its way around Lancashire and then into Liverpool. And obviously there'll be marketing and things involved, so I will raise awareness of those shows. But there'll be various ways for people to interact with the exhibition. So there'll be audio with the images. I'm hoping to create some 3D images that will have textures and people will be able to really get involved with the exhibition rather than it just being, you know, frames on a wall. And then there might also be the possibility of smells and sort of inspiring other senses and getting people to really think about what it's like to use other senses as well as our sight.
Excellent stuff. So just to give the numbers again for us, please, Carl. And then
my telephone number is 07580 811 402. The website, which you can also find some initial project work on there, is carl.child.com.
Yeah, and for tagging communities, you can contact Liz or Angie on 0151 707 4416. And you can also look straight on the website, which is www.taggingcommunities.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joanne.